The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play. Welcome to the Fallout Lorecast, the podcast that explores the boundaries of our knowledge about the world of Fallout. Wastelanders, Vault Dwellers, welcome back to the Fallout Lorecast. This is your host, Tom, or Robots, and I'm here with my patrons because it is the last day of January 2023. Isn't that crazy? 2023. And this week, we're discussing some of our favorite mods because, I mean, who doesn't mod their Fallout games in 2023? I think almost everybody joining us today has played with mods before. And even those who haven't have at least played with like a mod. Bennett, right? Isn't that right? Bennett's nodding. Yes. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go through. I'm going to read out all of your names, welcome you all. And then on the count of three, you're all going to tell me the name of your favorite mod all at the same time. And it's just going to be a cacophony of mod names. Here we go. Ready? We've got Lil Green, Bennett, Neurodivergent Dweller, Nova, Slocum Bro, and Silas. Welcome to the show. Get ready to unmute. 3, 2, 1.
Batman Beyond anywhere.
I couldn't tell what any of you said. That was great. Perfect. Perfect. Well, I've been playing with mods for years. I love modding my my games. And if you guys have seen me stream or listened to some of those episodes, those are usually fairly modded. Although I don't tend to do the ones that add too much extra, like quests and stuff. It's mostly like visual updates and things like that, although sometimes I do play with those other ones. But this episode, I want to hear what you guys, which ones are either your favorite, like what's your favorite mod, or what's a new mod that you have found recently that you just can't live without? Like, which ones would you recommend to people, and who would like to kick us off? Let's just open this up. Who wants to get this started? Should we start with Bennett? Because Bennett, you said that you had a funny one that you've, like, the only one you've ever used before. Do you want to start us off?
Sure. So mine is really random. I never really wanted to use mods because it doesn't let you get achievements. And then I was like, I feel like I'm cheating if I can't get achievements. But there's one mod that put Batman Beyond Armor in the game that you could like wear as a cosmetic item. And it was the Batman Beyond Armor from the Batman Arkham Asylum series. So it's like, think if like Iron Man and Batman mixed together, that's what this looks like. So I got that armor just because I liked how it looked and I wore it. I gave some to Preston, Garvey, Piper, all of my companions wore it. And I tried to only like when I had it in the game, I'd only go around at night with melee weapons, usually a black baseball bat. And I just beat the crap out of Raiders.
So you became Batman.
Essentially.
You became Vengeance. I'm Batman. Yeah, that's
I'm Batman.
I'm Batman. I have a story about the Batman films from like, I don't know, 15 years ago now, like
the Christian Bale,
the Christian Bale ones. Right. Yeah. Remember this? This is a side little tangent. Remember when those came out? I remember I went to the theater and I went with a group of my friends and it had been years since we'd had a Batman movie. And then we have Batman Begins. Right. And there's a moment in Batman Begins where he goes, I'm Batman. And in the theater, right before he said it, I hadn't seen the movie before, I lean over to my friends and I go, I'm Batman. And then on screen, he goes, I'm Batman. And I was like, oh my God, I totally called it. I had no idea. That's like one of my proudest cinema moments ever. I don't know that's a weird thing to have a list of favorites of. But anyway, let's go back to this Batman Beyond. So you made everybody Batman?
Pretty much. There's like different variations of it. So the normal one had like a red Batman. So I'm not sure people know what Batman Beyond looks mm-hmm.
Like the cartoon
in the future.
Yeah. The real sleek outfit where you can't actually see his face because it's all black, but it's got like mm-hmm. the red lines and stuff.
Yeah, but the armor was based off. So they put that in the Batman Arkham Asylum games mm-hmm. that came out for the Xbox. So it looked like very metally, more clunky. But So the normal one had a red bat symbol and I wore that. And then all of my male followers wore the one that had a blue bat symbol and all of my female followers wore the one with the yellow bat symbol.
So you had like a bat family going on.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah. We just mug Raiders. Like everyone got baseball bats and we just roll up on it because Batman doesn't use guns.
Right. He doesn't kill. Did you kill the Raiders?
I mean, yes. But
yes.
You can't just not kill them in Fallout.
Fallout Batman.
Run away.
Fallout Batman kills the Raiders. Yeah. Totally. Totally. All right. Well, let's open this up. What do you guys think about Batman? Have any of you used this Batman mod? I'm getting a lot of shaking
of
heads.
Since taking it out because of copyright issues.
Oh, that's a bummer.
I know, because I went to use it again and I couldn't find it. And I searched for like ever. And then I went down like some Reddit rabbit hole and found that it had been taken out because of copyright issues.
Oh, that's a bummer. Yeah.
You could probably still get it on PC, but on like Xbox.
Mm-hmm. Because it has to go through the whole certification thing in order to be part of the Xbox console, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, man. So that's the only one you've ever used? That's it?
I replugged a couple others in, but that's the only one I kept with. Like, I think I gave myself lightsabers one time.
Okay. But. Okay. Yeah, that's a whole thing. The whole, like, taking the game, whether it's Fallout 4 or Fallout 3 or New Vegas or whatever, and then just making it your own thing and just completely breaking the lore and the fantasy of it. Who else likes to do that with their mods? Does anybody else like to just go off the deep end? I know I've multiple times included, you know, like Thomas the Tank Engine and Skyrim that as the dragons. I don't know if you haven't seen that one, it's a classic. You should definitely check it out. Anybody else like, yeah, I like to make things super wacky. Or are you guys more serious? Nobody's chiming in for the super wacky. Bennett, I think you might feel alone with super wacky mods. Who wants to go next? Who has some thoughts they want to share? Nova?
I can. So like my concept really for whenever I do mod things, I like to like bring things from older games into the new game or like enhance like what I think is like quality of life inside the game. So obviously like remove build limiters in Fallout 4. That's my favorite mod. But I think that like the one I probably use the most though has to be like has to be bringing the R91, the assault rifle from Fallout 3 into the game. Also the Chinese assault rifle and the service rifle from New Vegas and just a bunch of other guns from previous games into Fallout 4.
Yeah, because the guns are very different. The design wise and everything, they changed.
Yeah, like they're very different. It just feels like it makes the world feel a lot more rich and flushed out whenever there's many different weapons. So like, yeah, okay, you're really, yeah, you weapon nerd. Okay, whatever. But like, because you're not everyone's going to use the exact same gun in every single circumstance. There's going to be people who find, oh, I just raided this armory and found a bunch of old surplus M16 rifles. And so this is what our town uses. While over here, this town could have someone who knows how to make pipe rifles. So that town mainly uses pipe rifles while the raiders just have a mishmash of everything. And so wherever they can scrounge up. And so it makes it feel a lot more realistic, and I also like the consistency that it brings to it, because going from playing 3 to New Vegas to 4, you're like, there's absolutely nothing that there seems to be almost nothing in these games that cross over, and that has always really bugged me.
Yeah, that is a little weird. I do like the idea, and this is something I do with my mods, of having more variety of items and weapons and armor and those kinds of things. Because you're right. If you were to walk into a military store or a weapons store.
Or my bedroom, as you can see.
Or your bedroom. Or a Walmart. you're going to see like a dozen different brands of different types of rifles or different types of shotguns or whatever, right? But then you play these games and obviously there's limitations on the design time that they want to put into something that isn't going to really have a huge impact on the game. But it's the perfect kind of thing to mod in, because you're right, because you can bring the weapons from the previous games in. You can make it like, if I kill a raider, I don't want to feel like, okay, I'm at the level where every raider drops one of these three weapons and that's just all I get all the time, right? I'd rather have like, oh, I don't know what I'm gonna get, it's gonna be this other thing or this other thing. Totally,
it could be really cool. Also, I was very dissatisfied with the weapons inside of Fallout 4. This felt very bland to me.
Lots of pipe weapons,
lots of pipe weapons. The combat rifle is a pistol caliber rifle, which is, I don't know why the U.S. military would be issuing that as their primary rifle. And then the assault rifle is literally a light machine gun. Yeah. Who's going to carry that into battle? It's filled with water, has like 4 gallons of water at the end of the barrel. So it's going to be very muzzle heavy. It has a magazine sitting at the side. So good luck getting through the trenches with that thing without getting snagged and everything. And yeah. so like yeah. a lot of the game design didn't really, a lot of the weapons included in the game didn't really feel like natural. They felt like they're just like, this would be really cool to have, instead of the creators actually logically thinking of the world it's set in, the roles they would be playing, and how they actually be implemented in the Sino-American War, or used as like used by civilians, that the hunting rifle would be.
Right, right. It's the thing that happens when graphics designers are designing the weapons rather than engineers or people who are, you know, history buffs or something like that, right? And maybe they're a little bit of both, but it definitely feels like marketing and graphics design kind of won out on that one, which means they don't necessarily make sense.
Yeah, but then you could also, but like, you could also include very famous guns that would make practical sense inside of the world. Like, I don't know, bring the Chinese assault rifle back, which they kind of did with the homemade rifle, I guess. But bring that back in the base game and then having only found within a Chinese secret base or something like that. It's a very iconic weapon because, first of all, it's an AK style weapon, which is known the world over. Anyone sees the outline of it, it's like, oh, I know what that gun is. Right. And then it was like already established within Fallout 3 as the Chinese military's primary rifle. And so I think it would have been cool to have it already inside the base game, because it would have made the world feel a little bit just that much more fleshed out, seeing, oh, there was Chinese infiltrator presence here in Boston too.
Right.
And
right. They it carries
were,
over.
And they were doing espionage, but instead they just didn't have that. So you had to like mod it in to like, even though it's, a breaking canon, it's head canon, because obviously the Chinese are really, any adversary is going to have like espionage missions no matter where it is, especially in these large, very important cities.
No, it totally makes sense. I absolutely understand why you would want to mod these in. Bennett's nodding too. What do the rest of you guys think? Do you guys mod in extra weapons or do any of that stuff? Does anybody else like weapon diversity?
I also do armor, but that's a little bit less so.
Yeah, that makes sense too. Nobody else wants to chime in? Everyone's just like quiet tonight. Silas, what do you think?
The main thing that I mod in with when it comes to weapons is just some of the, I guess, being able to customize like individual weapons a little better. Mm-hmm. I like to put scopes on everything,
like improved scopes too. So there's definitely mods for those. Yeah,
improved scope views, all those kinds of things. I really do. That's the main kind of weapon modding I do. I don't typically bring other weapons into the game, but the Chinese assault rifle would be a good idea, especially with the context of it.
Yeah, absolutely. That totally makes sense. Yeah, I'm on board. I like having lots of extra weapons, even if it's just for diversity reasons. You know, like there's the whole, you know, wanting to make the games match the other games more, or wanting to make them more lore accurate, which some mods definitely do that. But just even just having more diversity just flat out makes it more fun. It makes it more of like a looter style game. Yeah, where you just get stuff and you're like, what is it?
And it makes it feel that much more American.
Yes. America. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think that's a great one, Nova. Thanks for sharing that one. Who would like to go next? Who wants to follow up? Number three, Silas.
Hello. So I've got quite a few mods that I, you know, use religiously, but one of the ones that I love the most is the any sort of scrap everything mod. I'm not much of a builder and I can't make bases worth crap. However, one thing about any of the Fallout games that has always bugged me is anytime there's like debris and rubble on the floor that you just cannot get rid of. So yeah, with the scrap everything mod, if I'm able to take the newspapers that are on the floor out, or take that junk pile out and just, you know, clean the floors and make it look clean, then that's one of my biggest pet peeves about these games, is like, there's just this small things that you don't notice, but it makes a bit of a difference.
Absolutely. I've talked about this before, this idea that, like, okay, I get that the world's falling apart. I get that the buildings are all in ruin. And even if you're going to move into a big ruined building, it's still not going to look perfect. But it only takes somebody like cleaning the floor once to at least to pick up the rubble from the corner of the floor and move it outside, you know, or something, like, right? Like, especially the places that human beings have been in and have lived in for maybe even generations, even if it's just for a week. Like, wouldn't you clean certain things up?
And that's the thing, is because you can scrap brooms in Fallout 4. They have brooms and they have shovels.
Right.
So they have the means. It's just, I guess they're lazy or something.
Yeah, I totally get the idea that, like, okay, maybe you're not going to repaint the walls because paint is hard to come by. So maybe the walls are going to look dingy and scratched up and stuff. I totally get that. But things like debris, you can move. It's like, human beings have been cleaning up the places they live forever, you know, like, yeah, I totally get that. That makes a lot of sense. What about the rest of you guys? How do you feel about, I also get the idea that, like, you leave stuff where it is because it creates more of a broken down aesthetic, and that's part of the fun of the world, right? Neuro, do you have thoughts on this?
Yeah, I'm the same. Absolutely hate when there's like stuff everywhere. But I'm also terrified of the scrap everything because of precombines, and it's something I've been learning about and like completely like boggling my mind over. So I got it's the Commonwealth cleanup project or something at one point, and then the game just broke because I think it was like things were overwriting each other, and I was like, it looks amazing, but I can't deal with trying to like figure out how this works. But yeah. Scrap everything kind of terrifies me for that reason, because my game runs slow as it is with all the mods. So. But yeah, I hate the debris and the rubble and the leaves. And it's the fact that when you're in Sanctuary, they're just constantly banging hammers on the wall, yet nothing improves. It stays the same the whole time.
Just hitting a wall for no reason.
What are you doing?
I love that. Yeah, that is funny. But
Surges, you're all these tools and it's still a mess.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a true story. You're the first one to bring up that, like, you have to be careful when you put another mod into the mix. Is it going to just crash everything out? Do you have to use it from the beginning of a new game for it to work correctly? Mm-hmm. Is it going to overwrite something else that you already did? You know, are you not going to find out until 4 hours later, and then you go to load the game again and you're like, oh my God, now.
And for a building, there's no walls or floors. It's like, I thought I was past this.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. That's the double-edged sword of modding, you know? Mm. Yeah.
I do agree. It would look very nice, though, to have actually clean, like just clean up some of the garbage that's in Diamond City. You would think that would be
right.
That would be at least something that they would want to keep nice, because this garbage pile over here does add a little bit to the aesthetic, but at the same time, though, it makes everyone there look like slobs.
Right, right. And you would, I mean, in a city, it would totally make sense that some people clean up more than other people. So, like, you go over Nick's place and everything's nice and tidy, and then you go to the place next door and they're more slobs because it's their own property in the place. But you could also have, you know, some of the guards who will patrol around the place just kind of pick stuff up when it's just sitting there next to a trash can, like, throw it out,
or making you pick it up like it's City 17.
Sure. Oh yeah, if things go real dark and they're like, citizen, pick that up now. You're like, oh, okay.
That's a Half-Life 2 reference for anyone who doesn't understand.
yeah. They have those, like, masks with the funny voices.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that totally makes sense, Silas. I maybe I'm going to have to install this. I've been thinking about doing a Fallout 4 playthrough, but trying to come up with a really fun, creative way of doing that, and maybe even making that, like, bonus episodes for the patrons or something. might be fun. Like, not putting it on the regular feed, because I've done that before, but like maybe just like a special patrons only. So if you guys have thoughts about mods I should be using or a new angle to play through the game, because it's been a while since I've played through, done a Fallout 4 playthrough. So let me know if you have any ideas on that. But Silas, I think this is one is definitely something that I want to at least mess around with and try, and hopefully doesn't crash my game. So we'll try that out. But you know what? We're going to take a break right here and go thank the patrons. And then we're going to come back and talk to the rest of you guys about your favorite mods and all of that stuff. So don't go anywhere.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes. So doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello there, old chap. Good to see another of General Atomic's finest, still eager to serve.
So this is the part of the show where I get to thank the patrons. So you guys and everybody else who helps support the show. And let's see, we have currently 74 patrons. So holy moly. Thank you to everybody who supports us. And we don't have any new ones to call out this week, but we do have our sentry bots, Dylan R. and Larry D. Thank you so much to both of you. You get shout outs every week because you support at tier 5 level. And thank you to the rest of you guys for joining me this week. These chats are always a blast. And you guys are giving me ideas of things I need to be trying in my mod games. And to answer in chat, thank you for being here. Agarthin in chat says best mods overall or best in categories. Everybody's just bringing up either one of their favorite mods or something they've discovered recently that they want to share. So it's kind of up to them to decide that. So that's what how we're rolling this week. But if you'd like to join the Patreon, help support me, help to make sure that this show keeps going, patreon.com/falloutlorecast is the place to do it. And like I just mentioned before, who knows, maybe I'll add some patron only content. Always, like, every so often I like to add some extra stuff for you guys for helping to support things. So so go check that out. Also, we have some new reviews. So we've got a few. We've got like four. I'm gonna try and get through these as quickly as I can. This one says, amazing podcast from ProGamer1592, who's probably a vampire because I think that's their birth year, from the United States, who writes, I've loved listening to this podcast while I'm at work. I drive for Amazon, so I'm always on the road. I loved Fallout since Fallout 3 and have been loving the games in this podcast. I'm only on the episodes from 2019. Oh my God, I've been doing this show for so long now, but I'm quickly going through the episodes as fast as possible. 10 out of 10 would recommend to everyone. Thank you for this amazing podcast. Programmer, thank you so much. And if you are a vampire, I hope you don't decide to turn me into one, because I don't know that I want to live forever as a vampire. Then we've got one. So here's one. This one, I usually only read out the 5-star reviews. I'm going to read this one out, not because I'm trying to be mean, just because I think maybe some of you guys disagree and I just want to make sure. So this one says, this one's from Philosophical Bipolar Depression, amazing name, who writes, Buddy Bot, 2 stars. I personally do not like that alter ego. It seems forced, not funny, doesn't bring more enjoyment to the info the podcast is providing. Maybe you could roleplay yourself and BuddyBot not going through the wasteland telling stories of the Fallout world. But it seems that BuddyBot sequences are just long sound effects with nothing to gain. Oh, BuddyBot. Oh, Bennett's giving thumbs down.
I will not stand for such slander.
Oh, they don't like BuddyBot.
BuddyBot is a legend.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I missed BuddyBot for the longest time, and then you brought him back, and I was so happy.
Yeah, he
did. Honestly, BuddyBot
soundboard now.
Yeah, I mean, BuddyBot's not here with us right now, but he might have to chime in on the next episode about this. Well, I'm sorry if you don't like BuddyBot. He's part of the show. He's just part of the fun.
Probably wants to eat his brain now.
Maybe I shouldn't tell BuddyBot about this. That might turn into something terrible. So philosophical. Thanks for your viewpoint. We appreciate it. I don't think everyone agrees, but that's cool. Next on the list is Trevor B97 from the US. He writes, "My first podcast." I love these when people are like, "This is the first podcast I ever listened to," and it's great. I can say this is my first podcast that I've been able to binge listen to. I didn't know a lot about the lore of the games before I started listening, but after I listened to this, I've learned so much. Thank you, Captain Robots. I look forward to continuing to listen and support when I can. Keep up the amazing work. Trevor, thank you so much. That's awesome. And then one more, Pyroboy103 from the US, who writes, "Not a podcast person, but just wanted to say that I've never been big on podcasts, but Robots does an amazing job of presenting lore and fun tidbits about the Fallout universe in such a chill and entertaining way that I just can't get enough. Currently listening to all the episodes in order while at work and have nothing but love for this show. Keep up the good work." Thumbs up. Thumbs up to you, Pyroboy. Also, I hope your work does not match your username. Thank you, everybody, for taking the time to drop these reviews on Apple Podcasts. If you give us a 5-star review, I will read it out on a future episode. Also, leaving some ratings on Spotify or wherever else, any of that stuff absolutely helps. But you guys know all that because you've been listening to, like, I don't know, a billion episodes of this so far. So we're moving into year 5. I have to update the overlay of the screen right now. It still says year 4, but year 5. That's crazy. All right, let's get back to the rest of the show. Here we go.
If you have any questions about Nuka World, I'd be delighted to answer them.
All right, we're back. We're back, guys. And who would like to go next? We haven't heard from Neuro or Lil Green. What do you guys think?
No, I'm a boy check at the same time.
Neuro, you can go. Go for it.
Okay. I'm big on the whole storytelling thing, and a new mod came out, it was probably a couple of months ago now, called Screen Archer Menu.
Okay.
And it basically allows you to do screenshots. And if you have like a load of pose mods, and there's so many of them, you can create to your imagination any type of scene that you want to make. I got some dance style like things that I had, just like some of the companions dancing.
It's oh, that's so cool.
There's so many things that you can do with it, but like some of the screenshots I've been able to come up with, it's like even the New Year's one with, I had them all like hanging out at the bar and stuff and just doing like some random stuff. It's so much fun.
So cool. That's like a content creator's dream come true, because you could, multiple ideas are running through my head right now. One simple idea would be to set up a bunch of screenshots and then make like a Fallout comic using them as like panels in the comic, you know, like put them in a little, like throw a 3-panel comic, put in like little speech bubbles with Photoshop or something, and then just do a Fallout comic using screenshots from the game. Holy crap.
So you can edit the skeletons as well. So like you can basically make your character shorter, taller.
Oh my God.
Sometimes if you accidentally hit one of the power armor ones, you get the whole like
the gangly
looking thing, and I was like, oh no, I've had enough of that in Fallout 76. But yeah, there's so many like pose mods on Nexus as well, so you can just like the world's your oyster, as they say.
That's amazing. So other than the dance scene, what are some other things that you've done with this?
So weapons. So you've got like ones where you're basically just posing them with different weapons. You can also like adjust like the arms and legs. So you can pose them as you wish as well. So you don't have to just use the different pose packs and stuff. But some of them are just like really random. You've got, I think like there's so many, like, they'll use, so if you go onto the console and like select a mug or something, you can move it so you can have it in their hands and stuff as well. Mm-hmm. And some of the poses have like pre-made scenes set up as well. So you've got ones that are like desks and stuff. I think it's Dave's mod, so if you've heard of that one before.
I don't know. So, I don't know.
Yeah. You can basically like just like have like a scene and completely like use all the different like random items that you find. So you can go loot like a place, bring back everything, and then just like position it how you want.
That's great.
So
that's so cool. Yeah. That's so cool. So if you were to combine this with Bennett's Batman suits and Nova's real world weapons and Silas is cleaning up the scenes, then you could totally have like a Batman comic strip fighting bad guys using real weapons.
There is superhero poses. I have saw Spider-Man a few times, so there probably is Batman in
there. There's gotta be a Batman, like, you know, where he's like crouching on the edge of a building like a gargoyle and the cape's draping behind him, you know, like one of those. Ooh, yeah. Although Batman Beyond didn't have a cape, right? He doesn't have a cape. Have any of you guys tried out this mod or play with any of this stuff? No, everybody's like, no, I haven't done that. What are some other ideas? I feel like there are some other things that you could totally use this for. I mean, obviously there's just the, like, I'm going to take a cool screenshot of this thing that just happened and just pose it in a way that looks more epic.
To be fair, actually,
My
screen's sitting, so yeah, it'll like, wait a minute.
I'm going to describe this to the people who are listening to the audio. You have screensavers that are rotating through the pictures on your computer that you're showing on screen right here. And these are some of the shots that you've taken.
In-game, yeah.
Yeah, in-game.
But yeah, like...
And there's like a crew of companions. Yeah, out in the... outside.
It is so much fun. Like, I have literally spent God knows how many hours just messing about with these.
That's awesome. That is so cool. Wow. All right. Well, this is a nice one to add to the list. And thank you for sharing that. That's so cool. Everyone's giving some nods and thumbs ups and stuff. Lil, did you want to go next?
I mean, I'll be honest, I haven't had the chance to mod any Fallouts yet, but like, I do have a list of things that I wanted to try out.
Okay.
Some of them, like one of the more ridiculous one, deals with the Fat Man just launching like ungodly amounts, like
a Merv Fat Man,
rapid firing mini nukes. I saw that. I'm like, I just got to try it. I know it'll blow up my PlayStation 4, but I got to try it once.
Yeah, you're gonna hit 2 frames per second pretty quick on that one.
Oh yeah, no frames per second.
Yeah.
But and there was another one I saw kind of recently where it's like the Great War is still going on. Like, it's very dark, very dingy. Nukes are literally going off all over the place.
Oh, wow.
Like sporadically throughout, like, as you're playing. Radiation is a constant threat. Like, it's, like, almost, like, a combination of, like, Chernobyl and, like, dangers and Fallout at the same time. It's just, like, I'm like, it looks so good. I want to try it out. But, like... I don't want to rebuy the game on my computer, because that's the only place I'll be able to play it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it goes on sale a lot for like $5 or less. So it might be worth it. it might just be worth it. Because the mods that you can play on the other systems, on the consoles, are cool. Like, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of stuff you can do. But then when you go from that and you go to PC and then you go to like the Nexus page and you scroll, it's like mind blowing the number of stuff that's out there that isn't on console, and just so many other things you can do. So for $5, it's like you could just buy yourself another 1,000 hours of fun.
Yeah, I mean, I think what I'm going to do, honestly, is I still have yet to beat 4, and I bought the game on launch day. I'm a bad gamer sometimes.
So maybe you should go through and finish the game.
Yes. So I think once I finally finish the game, I'll be like, all right, I'll buy it on the PC, replay it again, and put in some fun mods and have fun with it.
Yeah.
So, because I'm on a PC more now than I am on a console, but...
If you really want a playthrough again, try to get to the end, finish it kind of experience, but you don't want to go too far off the reservation... Then even just some of the graphics update mods.
Yes, like that is something that I would definitely do. Just some graphical updates would be amazing to have.
Yeah, like some weather, better textures, some of the lighting improved, maybe like high-res outfits and weapons and things like that. Like, just, heck, even just a dozen of those installed on your system and playing through again from the beginning feels like a totally new experience, because it feels like, you know, I mean, this game's years old now, and all of a sudden it feels like, oh, maybe this could have been released just in the last year or two.
The other thing would be, because I was kind of into, like, the building aspect was, I know there's a quality of life mods for making building easier for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Because Fallout 4 was, I mean, I could kind of get the hang of it, but like it was still kind of a headache just wiring things up. I felt like sometimes,
like the power lines and stuff.
Yes, the power lines. Yeah. Like, just, I don't know why it threw me for a loop just getting it done properly.
They always just feel like a mess. They're kind of, I don't know. I always had that same feeling of like, it's just going to dangle in the middle of somewhere and whatever.
Yeah.
Because it has to reach from this thing to this thing. And I could set up another pillar over here and run another wire.
Yeah, it just became Spaghetti City.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So, but yeah, no, like that's really all I have. I'm not the biggest modder of any game, for that matter. So the only thing I really ever did was just console commands for New Vegas.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because I had played that way back in the PlayStation 3. I was so close from beating it. And then I think I had like over like 100 hours into the game. I still didn't beat it yet because I was just like roaming around. And then I had a catastrophic failure on my save file. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah, that's a bummer. That's hard. Yeah.
Oh, God, I was upset.
Yeah, that's rough. Well, good luck if you decide to play through again or mod it and play through it again. Like, enjoy.
No, I got a couple ideas from you guys as well now, too.
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot of fun to be had. It's one of those things I go back to every so often, and I'm like, well, let's see what's new.
I really should.
Some new stuff. Yeah, yeah. Well, cool. Well, thanks for sharing that one. And we've got Giles. Giles, I know it looks like you've disconnected and reconnected. Everything going good?
Sorry, my internet's ducking in and out. So
yeah, no problem. Well, hopefully it stays well enough for you to share you've got to share.
I've never used mods before. I'm a console gamer, so.
Okay, so are you on a console? Help me know, because I don't know for sure. Does every modern console now allow mods? Are you guys aware? I'm getting some nods. What do you play on?
Play on my Xbox.
So is it an Xbox, Series S or X, or is it
just the Xbox One.
Just the Xbox One? Yeah, I think you can still mod on Xbox One too, right? Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. Yeah. So, is there a reason you haven't tried mods? You just not into it, or just kind of?
Not super tech savvy. One and two, I switched over from Elder Scrolls, so I actually haven't been playing Fallout for a super long time. So I'm still getting through the regular content. But I think a few like cosmetic mods, like he was talking about, just the cleanup ones, because I actually took over the lighthouse in Fallout 4.
Mm-hmm.
And like the top of that lighthouse is one of my favorite spots, but there's this body there. And it somehow like was permanently closed, so I had to like jump over it every time. But so just fix little things like that would be nice. But other than that, I don't have a whole lot of experience with any kind of modding.
Yeah, the mods on the consoles are pretty simple. You go on the thing, you scroll through them, you pick them, it loads it into the game, like, and then you just make sure when you launch that you have those mods selected. There's even little things like, you know, I want dog meat to look like a different kind of dog, right? Like maybe you have a different kind of dog you'd rather have bringing around with you, right? So you pick the skin for dog meat that's slightly different, or you load in, I think there's some on there, because I have it on my consoles, I just always end up playing on PC, but I know that from playing in on the console version that there's like simple reskins of weapons and uniforms and outfits and those kinds of things, which are super low impact but do give you more variety. I know that the way my brain works is I can't do the same things over and over and over again, because when I start seeing the same patterns happen, I just kind of nope out. I'm like, oh, these raiders look like the last group of raiders I just ran into 100 times ago, you know, and then to be able to load in a group of, you know, new mods that go like Nova was saying, all of a sudden they've got different weapons than they did before, or they're wearing different clothes that look different, or, you know, their hairstyles are updated or whatever. And it's like, you're not seeing the same thing over and over again. For me, even those like really simple, low impact kinds of mods make playing the game again feel kind of new and different. So if you're interested in poking around in there, I'm sure you can. If you ever have any issues, I'm sure you can post some stuff on the Discord and people will chime in and help you out.
So it would be nice to have more like weather effects.
Yeah,
I mean, there's the rad storm, but to have more variety, I think would be cool too. So.
Yeah, there's some really cool weather mods that add in like really spooky atmospheres.
Silent Hill. There's a Silent Hill mod. The weather is amazing.
Yeah.
And like one of my favorite mods to play with is called True Storms. So like whenever it does rain, it becomes like an actual it's an actual thunderstorm that happens.
Right.
It becomes very dark, very spooky, lightning streaks across the sky, and it adds a lot to the atmosphere. Right. And whenever it becomes night, it becomes very, very dark night, or like it has moon phases, I think. So, you know, full moon, crescent moon, half moon, whatever. And when it's no moon, it's a new moon, it's very, very dark and very, very eerie. And so it adds a lot to the game itself, just by simply changing the weather effects.
Yeah, yeah. Agarthin in chat says NACX has like 30 different weather events or something. Yeah, and to what Nova was saying, some of those rainstorms are intense. Like, it's not just video game rain where it's like, oh, now my screen's a little wet and there's like water dripping in around. Like, it's no, like you can't see 10 feet in front of you anymore. And it's like all you hear is because of the heavy downpour and then the thunder and then the lightning strikes and all of that. And it feels like a legitimate like lightning storm where you're like, oh crap, maybe I shouldn't be outside right now, you know? And it totally changes the way you approach the game. Even some of the lighting stuff, like he was talking about, where nights get really dark. And so using flashlights is kind of a necessity if you're going to go out at night. And then if you're in a part of the map where there's death claws around or ghouls or whatever, all of a sudden the game feels way more creepy because you can't see all the time, even in the middle of the darkest night anymore. It really changes up the way you play the game. So that stuff is a lot of fun. So some cool stuff for you to check out at some point. So, hey guys, I've got another question for you. We've still got some time left in the show. Some of you guys have played through lots of different mods and tried lots of different things out and have done multiple playthroughs of the Fallout games, 3, New Vegas, 4, the ones that are moddable. I bet 2 and 1 are moddable too, but nobody really talks about that. Probably. Anyway, you've done some of these playthroughs. And this doesn't have to be everybody to chime in, but if you have an idea, feel free to chime in. If you could add something to the game, mod something in the game yourself, or you wish a mod existed that doesn't, what would it be? What is something you Bennett's got an idea.
I have one idea that is essentially two things in one.
The other Batman.
That actually exists and is not banned.
Okay.
The thing. Right. but so because of that buddy bot slander that we heard.
Oh no.
Right. I want a mod where we can put buddy bot like in the mechanist workbench as a personality for our robots. So BuddyBot can run around with us. But I also want to add a Tom personality to one of the robots that has your voice. This would be soothing as you adventure through the wasteland.
Oh, that's funny. It's just like episodes of my show. But it's like a sentry bot that just follows you around and then just playing my show like a radio station behind you.
Well, you could just mod
your... You might as well just make the robot a radio station.
Yeah. Yeah. That totally could be a thing. I'm sure somebody could do that. If somebody wants to mod my stuff into the game, that would be amazing. Let me know. I'd be all for that. Also,
all of a sudden, there's 30 more hours of radio content in the game.
Oh, absolutely.
30 hours.
Oh, my God. What episode are we on now? We're like 200 and... Here, let me pull it up.
Sorry, I meant 300 hours.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, 300. Like, this will be episode 235. Oh my God. Yeah, there's a lot of content. So you gave me this image in my head of a Mr. Handy, but it talks like BuddyBot. And he like floats around and he probably has, oh my God, this skin? Because BuddyBot's basically like a little kid, right? He acts like a little kid. He'd be like, you know how the robots get dirty and dingy and stuff, and so like the skins look like they're a little bit rusted or whatever. Buddy Bot would have like crayon like drawings on him, like he drew like his own face on, or like because Mr. Handy with the three arms could probably draw on themselves, right? Like marker and crayon, like all over. That would be Buddy Bot. Oh my God, that would be amazing. I don't know if anybody can pull this off, but I would totally be like in shock. All right, Silas, you had something you wanted to share. What would you add?
Mine would purely be a cosmetic mod. It's a hot take, but I personally enjoy the look of Mirelurks from 3. Oh. So if I could, I'd like to bring the design of the Fallout 3 Mirelurks to Fallout 4.
I just
like the way they look a little better. They're a little more menacing.
Yeah, I wonder. I feel like I've seen other similar mods. If it's not this, then it's other similar mods where people have taken some of the, like, you know, like Nova was saying, like the weapons from one game and put it in the other. But I feel like I've seen that with monsters before too. Yeah.
There's a few that they do, like the monsters in Fallout 3, they're like conglomerations of people. I can't think of what they're called.
Centaurs.
Centaurs? Really, yeah.
I think there's mods that combine different designs of centaurs that are from like the concept art that do that. So I think that if it's possible there, then hopefully it'd be possible to do in Fallout 4.
Oh, I bet it's totally possible. It's you're basically going to move over the skeleton and the textures and all of that stuff and just replace and just do a swap, which mm-hmm. they do that for all sorts of things with mods. So yeah, absolutely. I bet that would be possible. So Fallout 3 Mirelurks in Fallout 4. There you go. Okay. All right. Who else has some ideas? Some things you wish existed in the modding scene?
I have one.
Nero, go
for
it.
If you have not played through MacReady's quest, like, cover your ears now because this will be a spoiler.
Spoilers on a Lorecast, everybody.
Just a heads up. MacReady needs to go and get his damn kid. And you're like, where is he? Is he alive? Is he dead? Like, what's going on? Like, and then he just doesn't leave.
So it's like quests for things that never happen in the game.
Yeah.
To kind of close
like,
it out.
He'll mention it and be like, you know, I'm glad he's safe now. Is he? Do you know? Did you go and find out?
Did you do anything? You laser like, bomb?
I'm on the Capital Wasteland. It'll take you a couple of months to probably walk back to, but still, come on.
Yeah, maybe you should go find out.
Yeah.
Maybe. What if, oh my God, like, going from Fallout 4 back to Fallout 3, you've got me thinking, what if I feel like this is something I've heard similarly done in some places with something, but what if you could go on a quest in Fallout 4, which would then connect to Fallout 3, launch Fallout 3, like close Fallout 4, launch Fallout 3, carry over the quest information, and then have you as like whatever the closest construct of a character that you could build that would be similar, like moved over to Fallout 3, so that basically you're just going from one game to the other game and going to do a thing and then come back.
Yeah, you've got a Tale of Two Wastelands that does 3 in New Vegas, and I think there's one for 4 as well that brings New Vegas and 3 into 4, which I just found about recently.
Okay, yeah, I feel like there's something similar like that. Nova?
Well, I was going to say, yeah, Tale of Two Wastelands does exist. I mean, where you take a subway from Las Vegas to Washington, D.C.
It's a long subway.
Yeah, very long subway.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I think it starts a monorail, actually, in Vegas, and it does a subway in D.C., yeah, but still, yeah, though.
It's all railroads. Yeah. It's fine. Yeah. It's fine.
It's like you get, is it the Galaxy News Radio as well, because you get, it's the Capital Wasteland Mercenaries custom content. Or is it custom content? Remember the CC is in my head because
Creation Club.
Creation Club. That's it. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. But you get that as well. So you literally like are in the Commonwealth as well.
Yeah.
Not Commonwealth.
Oh, Capital Wasteland. That would be so cool. That would be so crazy.
It's amazing. It looks really cool as well. But again, it's that thing of like we're there. You can go in a ferry.
Yeah.
Get your
kid. No, that totally makes sense. That's a fun idea, Nero. Anybody else have any thoughts they want to share? Any other ideas for mods that don't exist? Giles?
There may already be one, but I really wish there were mounts in Fallout.
What would be the first thing that you would write on?
Well, and one day of like particularly wishful thinking, I drew up I called it a Radicorn. It was basically a mutated horse with antlers, and it was carnivorous too. So,
okay, that's great.
And yeah, I then be able to customize that, like put different armor pieces on it. Like I had like a Nuka-Cola sign for some armor on it, and had a machine gun mounted on the saddle and stuff. But yeah, something like that, just so you don't have to fast travel quite as much and get to explore a little bit more.
Yeah, no, that sounds cool. Agarthen in chat says Mutant Menagerie is probably a mod that allows you to have mounts. I think that's what they're saying. But there isn't a horse. So you could add this, what did you call it?
Radicorn.
Radicorn. You could add this Radicorn in. I feel like, okay, you know those pictures of like President Lincoln riding on a Tyrannosaurus Rex shooting an M16? Like, I feel like that's a Radicorn would be one of those creatures that you would have to have a president riding while also shooting modern weaponry. I could totally see.
I'm actually kind of surprised that the Atomic Shop hasn't integrated that, because I feel like that was a pretty big source of revenue in ESO. But
yeah,
hopefully they will someday.
It's the idea of mounts in Fallout has been one of those things that they've been pretty strict about, at least on the developer side, of like, we're just not going to have mounts, we're not going to have vehicles. And I know there was a car in Fallout 2, but in Bethesda's years of making Fallout games, they just... No, you're on your own 2 feet and that's it. You don't get a mount. Who knows? Maybe they'll change that in the future, but it's definitely been something that they're not doing. I guess you could say that like the mutations, some of them make you run faster, so that kind of works like a mount, or certain types of power armor, being able to have like the ability to like thrust your way forward and fly around a bit, kind of works like a mount because it moves you around faster. But you're right. There's not like you can get a horse or anything else, you know, like tame a Deathclaw and ride around on its back. That'd be pretty cool. So, yeah, I absolutely see how this would be valuable and fun to use. All right. Anybody else want to share any other ideas before we wrap this up? Any other thoughts? I think we're at the end. Lil, nothing? Nothing? All right, guys. Well, this has been super fun. This has been really cool. You've gotten me thinking about some new things I should add to my game and some ideas for stuff I need to check out. And chat, thank you for being here as well. Tell you what, we're going to go back through everybody, and feel free to share if you've got a project, or like if you do like a YouTube channel or a podcast, something like that. Feel free to shout that out. And then if you want to share how people can reach out, you can do that as well. We'll just start with Lil Green.
Howdy. And well, if anybody wants to reach out and talk to me, you could always ping me on the Discord, or if you want to check out some of my photography, you could always look me up on Instagram at littlegreen_photography, and you know, give me a follow there, check out my stuff. I'd greatly appreciate it. I know a couple of you have done that. Awesome. Actually.
Yeah.
And Nova, I think, has done as well.
Yeah, Silas raised his hand. Awesome. Well, yeah, go check out Lil Green stuff. Thanks for joining, Lil Green. All right, Bennett, you got anything going on?
Yeah, so I'll be filming my first YouTube video this Saturday. I got a buddy to help me, and it's going to be a cooking YouTube channel, like I mentioned, and I'm going to be making Blamco mac and cheese.
That's amazing. That's so exciting.
And while I cook it, I'll talk about the lore from the game. So that should be fun. And as far as a name goes for the YouTube channel, I think I'm going to call it Uncommon Taste, like the book from... The Elder Scrolls, uh-huh. You know, by the gourmet, just because I can't think of a better name.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the gourmand. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but yes, should be filming that this Saturday. Then I got to edit it, which I have no idea what I'm doing. So might take a little bit. But
You'll learn quickly. Editing isn't hard. It's just
I've done a little bit before, yeah. But I want this to look like right. Not school project.
Watch some YouTube videos about like things to do when editing and things not to do with editing, and then you'll get it. You'll get it.
Cool. Feel free to ask as well if you need help.
There you go. So. Yeah, Nova can help you too.
Thank you, Nova.
Yeah, my biggest point of I don't know, for anybody doing any kind of content creation, is when you think you're done, go watch it back or listen back, and put yourself in the mind of somebody other than yourself. Like, would I enjoy this if I just stumbled upon this on YouTube? Is there a boring thing? Should I cut that out? Like, be super honest with yourself. You know, is the editing bad here and I just need to do some more work? A lot of content creators will just, they'll just be like, oh, I'm good. It's done. And then they put it up and they're like, why does nobody like it? And it's like, well, did you really give it a critical eye? Did you actually take a look at it? So that would be my, you know, if you can keep doing that, you'll just keep getting better and better and better at what you do. And trying to get in the mindset of the people who you intend to watch it. So good luck with that, Ben. Awesome. Neuro, you got anything going on?
I started up a Tumblr recently so my screenshot things that I'm making up because like I'm far too into this at the minute. So
that's super cool.
Divergent Dweller on there. So
that's super cool. Yeah. Oh my God. Go check that out. And then you can use those as your backgrounds too.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Well, thanks for joining us. Nova, I know you've got some stuff.
Yeah, I posted a video about like America's space endeavors in the Fallout universe called The Great American Space Race of Fallout, parentheses, and orbital weapons, parentheses, close.
okay.
Which I'm really happy about. I'm working on a video about the world of 76, so where you just getting a brief rundown of Fallout 76's map and landscape and what I think is interesting in each of the little areas. I got a brand new puppy recently. Her name is Maybelle. And she's going to just lay in my lap this entire time because I'm babysitting her. Someone that was watching the Lorecast actually commented on one of my videos. Shim, I want to say thank you. You made my day by saying you found me on there, and I thought that was really cool. So hi, Shim.
That's awesome. And what's the name of the channel again, in case people want to check it out?
Yeah, right. It's Supernova with a zero instead of an O, and then capital NVA as well.
There you go. Yeah, so, go check it out. That's awesome, dude.
Yep. I also have a TikTok, same name.
Very cool. Well, thanks for joining us again. Silas, you got anything going on?
I don't really have anything other than, you know, just being on the Discord. I'm trying to be a little more active on it. I've never really been one for talking on Discords and whatnot. So I've been working on trying to get a little better at doing that. So I mean, if you need anything or if you want to talk or anything, just ping me on the Discord. And yeah,
cool, man. Yeah, well, thanks for joining us and being part of the community. That's awesome. And then Slocum's last but not least.
Social media is not really my bag. I actually got Discord just to do the Fallout chat, but free time I just draw quite a bit. Don't really have any web pages or anything with it up, but if I ever do, I'll let y'all know.
Yeah, let us know. That would be really cool. I love seeing people's talents, and especially when they're good at things that I'm not, like drawing and, you know, certain types of art. Like that's magic to me. I'm like, oh my God, how did you do that? So yeah, if you have anything else that you want to share, feel free. I'm sure the community would love it, especially if it's Fallout stuff. So yeah. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. This has been super fun. And chat, thank you for being here. And this wraps up January. We're already a 12th of the way through 2023. That's kind of weird to think about. But I'll be back next week with another regular episode. And then hopefully I'll see you guys at the end of February for our next patron chat. What? February has less days. What day of the week is that? That's it's the last day again. It's the 28th. It's the last Tuesday. So 2 months in a row will be the last day of the month. Very last day. So there you go. But thanks for joining, everybody. If you want any more of my content, robotsradio.net, that's where you can get it. I do lots of different lore shows. We've got lots of other creators on the Robots Radio Network doing all sorts of different types of things. And you can check it all out over there. And also with Starfield coming out soon, check out the Starfield Lorecast. And also I launched a website, starfieldinsider.com. So if you want to keep up with all the news until launch and then get lore and gameplay tips and things like that, it's me and a number of other creators who are all contributing to that site. So go check that out. Bookmark it, starfieldinsider.com. And thanks again for joining me, everybody. I'll see you guys next week. Until then, stay safe in the wasteland. See you guys later. To plug into everything else we're doing, check out robotsradio.net. Reach out to me on Twitter at robots_radio. Check out the Robots Radio Rocket Club, where you can join me and a bunch of our other creators creating your podcast, starting a new podcast, or helping your current podcast grow. There's more information about that on robotsradio.net as well. And you can always talk with us and the entire community, over 2,000 people on the Robots Radio Discord. Come join us. We'd love to chat with you. See you guys next time.